Alright, y'all, here we are. It's another Friday going on in the Urban Influencer Podcast. We got two brothers, and they got a powerful group reminiscent of, I'm not even going to say the names of what they remind me of, because there's so many. And some of those projects back in the day, we worked. They're part of the conscious hip-hop movement and some other things. So we're going to be talking to PS Rebels. The Rebels, and go ahead and introduce yourselves.
All right, yo, peace and power to the people. This is Pihon.
Yes, and this is Samuel. And that's
PS, the Rebels.
Yeah, PS, the Rebels.
Get it.
All right, gentlemen, so we're just talking about you guys are in L.A. I'm out here in the cold of New England, our first big snowstorm. We've got about 13 to 15 inches. Of snow in some parts.
I don't even
some
know
parts
what that looks like, man.
We can send you some pictures on Facebook. You can see what it looks like.
Dodging at my home.
You know, needless to say, we're going to have a white Christmas. this ain't melting no time soon.
Word. Y'all enjoy that Home Alone vibe.
But this water from this snow keeps us moist during the spring and summertime. Where we don't have to worry about all those fires that you guys do. So y'all get some rain. Y'all better hope. Y'all better
you know what
rain
I'm saying?
More.
We just need better officials to do their job better out here. You know, it's and you know what's so crazy? We actually even had the rolling. I don't know if you guys have rolling blackouts out there. It was just so hot this past summer, that electric company was actually shutting down electricity for certain neighborhoods so they can, like, equally distribute the electricity among the community. So, I mean, yeah, it gets super hot out here, but, you know, they just need to get the local authorities need to get on their job and actually know what they're doing. So we
well,
can
you know, y'all got that dry heat, man, just like when I used to visit my brother in Texas. In Texas in Dallas area during the summertime. Why do we do that during a heat wave? 100 degrees plus every day. Y'all like it?
Yeah, we used to be out in Dallas. That's where we used to stay at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was so funny for me was the dirt was cracking. It was so hot. and then he wanted me to barbecue out on the grill.
Oh, I'm gonna say, like,
listen, man. Texas is hotter than Africa. I know, like, everyone thinks Africa is Sahara Desert, but, like where we from in Kenya, I mean, when I first got to Texas from Africa, it was, I never knew that type of heat
it's
in
like
my life.
Like, unnatural heat. I mean, it was so hot. I remember that summer when we first moved here, when the kids were showing us around the neighborhood or whatever, like, we actually cracked the egg open, busted it on the concrete, and it started, like, sizzling, like it was on a skillet. That's when I was like, yo, this is unnatural. That was in Arlington.
Yep. Nope. I've seen it. We're out there. My nephews and, you know, because they just graduated high school in Mansfield. So, yep. Now, we saw all that.
Word. We actually went to high school in Mansfield, too, man.
Okay. See there?
At least graduated. Went to, like, three high schools, but last high school was Timberview High School.
Yeah, I don't know which one. I heard that they had to drive far away for the other schools, and then they finally got something in Mansfield that they liked. But I was impressed. I was definitely impressed because both of them were able to get out of high school with, you know, 30-plus college credits.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
they
go to college and, you know, you start off as a freshman, but – you know, you take those couple courses, and you're out of college in 2.5 years. That saves everybody a lot of money.
A lot of time and money.
Yeah.
Right. Fun fact, too, about the school we went to. I believe they say it was the last school in the nation to integrate.
Last school district
in the nation to integrate.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. Texas has been known to do some things. Look at what Texas is doing now. They're trying to keep 45. I mean, they lost the case, but
they fighting hard.
That started
they
in Texas,
hard, man.
You know, suppression state of America. Let me not get started. But I know you all like to talk about political things, so. But we're not going to delve too deep. So you got the song out now that everybody, well, those of us that were fans of boxing back in the day, we would know the chant. But my kids are teenagers. They don't know. So you're bringing it back for this generation. So describe your current single and what went into making that happen.
Okay. Well, the current single is called Bumaye. Which is actually Lingala for kill him. And Lingala is a language that's spoken in the Congo.
Central Africa.
And we have Congolese, by the way. My dad is from the Congo. We've been in the Congo, different things like that. So that was the inspiration. You know, that's our bloodline. So that, and then, of course, the Ali Foreman fight, you know, that was a staple for Zaire at the time, which is now Congo. So that's what inspired the song, just that whole vibe of, the survivor, the hustler, and then bringing it to, you know, to modern time, you know, with today and everything that's going on in the whole world. It's just like, you know, people are just trying to make it. People are trying to survive. So you're seeing everyone's trying to open businesses. People are trying to start something. And it's like, yo, whatever you're doing, just go out there and kill them. So that's the energy of the song. Produced by Mousequake. Mousequake is a good friend of ours and producer engineer. So this song just came about by, you know, sitting on it, sampling on it, you know.
Okay. So, but y'all got an interesting history, you know, of being out here, being in America, and putting out, you know, your first album, getting some critical acclaim, and one of the kings of the underground, Pharrell Monch, finding y'all song and moving it further. I think he was on Raucous back then. So how did that all come about to be a part of that movement from then to being involved with? I mean, y'all have been involved with a couple of things on the world beat side, the reggae side, and also the Black Panther movie. Tell people about those situations.
Word. Well, you know, I'll cover the Pharrell Monch situation. You know, we linked up with Pharrell in Dallas through a colleague of ours. And, you know, from there, we started, you know, kind of traveling together and doing different things. You know, him introducing us to just their lifestyle of, you know, going out there. So we met different artists and just a lot of that golden age of hip-hop,
which
is what we grew up on. That's what we grew up listening to.
And shout-out to War Media, for real.
Yeah.
They just gave us a good opportunity to experience, you know, the hip-hop that we grew up on in a different light. And, you know, we're fans of Pharrell. I've been watching Pharrell for a while. And this is getting the opportunity to, you know, to rock with them. Like, one of our first times out here in California was with them to one of these big festivals. That was a super cool experience. You know, just having different opportunities to showcase and just meet different people. So I want to definitely give a big shout out to War Media for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because part of that scene was Talib Kweli and Mos Def, and whew, the list goes on. From the Duck Down record days and Loud Records, there was a lot of great hip hop out then.
Right.
Yeah, man. We got to link up with a lot of the family. So you know, that was really appreciated, just as, you know, hip hop, what is it, students of hip hop, you know. It was just like, yo, this is dope.
Okay. So after this single, is there an album coming?
Right now we're just in, we're really just like creating a lot of just new sounds and new music, but it's definitely something that we're considering.
Yeah, man. Basically, you know, don't want to tease that too much, but just got a lot of work coming out, and the whole thing with PS the Rebels, it's about an experience. And, you know, music industry is changing. So people are not just sitting there waiting for albums all the time. You know, we're in an era where it's visually, you know, stimulated. It's social media stimulated. So as artists, we kind of got to be creative of how we, you know, put ourselves out there. So, I mean, we have, you know, enough work to make tons of albums. But it's all about just, you know, making sure the experience is right, because, you know, our whole movement is about rebranding Africa. You know, not just musically, it goes to visually and, you know, fashion and everything that goes into what oppression kind of set a mind frame of what Africa is. So us as Africans want to rebrand that.
Right. Well, I mean, well, you know, the colonizers have
right.
put out the image of Africa that is totally different. But when you look at the movies on Netflix, all the African movies that are on Netflix now and Prime, and you get to, you know, me and my wife are watching, we're like, wow, okay, all right. So, you know, it's not like the commercial for, you know, kids and give you $25 and $10 for this. And, you know, and old Super Bowl T-shirts of the losing team and stuff like that. You know, so you see that there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
But you also see that other colonizing countries like China and other big companies are still trying to control the minerals of the largest continent in the world.
For sure. And it's
actually really frustrating just seeing a lot of these, like, leaders who are just taking this money from, you know, from foreign people. And, you know, installing their whole corporations on foreign land. It's very, very, very annoying. And I don't even really want to, like, name no names, but I'm seeing a lot of celebrities and a lot of people who have position of power or power of influence. These people are, like, co-signing a lot of these China moves. And, you know, if you look at China's exponential growth, it's incredible. Like, just what they're growing from an economic standpoint, from, like, a systemic structure standpoint, these guys are growing. And what just usually happens with a lot of these different type of countries, I was about to say companies, but they're technically companies, but a lot of these different countries, what they do is they come and they rape Africa, they steal our resources, they make so much money off Africans.
Install dictators,
and then turn around and don't give us a piece of anything that they've stolen from us. So, you know, that's really personal, you know, really personal to us. But it's getting to a point to where Africans on the continent, people are definitely waking up. People are waking up. People are starting to see the truth. And, you know, fortunately for social media, it's giving people an opportunity to connect and actually and talk and start dialogue.
Right,
so
right.
With that, you know, it's really fortunate for our generation, because our past generations didn't have the ability or access to information like we do. So, you know, we're taking that and using that as an opportunity to actually, like, correct for our generation and future generations. But
right.
It's just going to take – it's a process. It's going to take time, but we're definitely here to fight colonialism or systemic oppression, especially on the continent.
Well, you know, you definitely got my support, because I know one of my old co-hosts and neighbors and I guess she always called me her mentor, but I was learning more from her than she was learning from me, because her drive was incredible. And she is a dual citizen now of – the U.S. and Ghana, and is
nice.
You know, built a school there, and is, you know, living there right now. You know, here's a person that
nice
you know, taught
That's
schools
cool.
here in America, was a principal, and now is bringing people to Africa to see, and now you have the Black Greek organizations going over there and meeting, and you know, mm-hmm. so you see it moving in some of the countries. I guess the movement
right.
just got to move to other spots too.
Yeah.
But they don't want to highlight that. They don't want to highlight that we're actually bridging that gap between Africans here on here in America and Africans on the continent. That gap is really being bridged, and it's refreshing. And I think that's kind of just like what I was touching on. And also shout out to Ghana, because I know they are offering citizenship to Americans.
And
so shout out to Ghana.
Now that 45 is out, we were like, oh. if Canada don't take us, we're going to have to move somewhere. You know, because I don't know how much more I can take of being here.
Yeah.
Under the foolishness of these cats that they just refuse to realize that the world is going back to the original colors that it was.
Right.
When it
right.
And that's their biggest fear.
Yeah, through education, that's the only way we can really attain that. Because you know, on the political stage, there's a lot of bizarreness happening. There's a lot of confusion happening. But if you just stay steady, fast, and actually just read and don't take what the media are telling you at face value, because these are the same people who are, you know, I'll tell you straight now, right off the bat, I'm not a fan of Obama at all. I don't like Obama. He didn't do anything for my people. And, you know, the number one thing that he did that makes me not like him either is, you know, he went to Africa and killed an African president. And he was celebrated for that. But, you know, if you look at Africans and people on the continent, that's nothing to celebrate. But, you know, this is a media that was pushing an agenda of, you know, Obama's good for you, Obama's this, Obama's that. And people ate it up. But, you know, when 8 years later you realize that he didn't do anything for you, but actually was very detrimental to your community, it makes you just start to wonder the intention of the media. And, you know, us being also in this industry, the media bringing information or whatever the case is, it just makes you, you know, wonder what's really going on. So you just got to stay steadfast, you know, when you're dealing with that, and just kind of focus on yourself and your tribe.
Okay. Well, you know, well, we're starting to see it. Social media, when it's not monitored and altered, is allowing folks to do that, and hopefully somebody will create something other than Facebook and Instagram,
right?
That's for us and by us. You know, I mean,
right.
That's a big fear. You know, I mean, you look at all the things that happened in the past that when black folks had their own businesses and own communities and supported just their neighborhood, colonizers got jealous. Like, yo, you're not spending money on us. You guys are thriving, or we can't have
it. Burnt it to the ground. Yeah.
It comes to, you know, it's the old law, like even Sun Tzu even teaches, you know, it's like whatever you build, you got to protect it. You know, it don't matter what type of person you are, who you are, or creature, like every species, if you build in something, you must protect it. So us as a people, what we got to learn from history and time is like, okay, you know, it's one thing to build something great. We obviously have that record. But in recent years, of course, we've been attacked by different entities. But you know, it's one thing you definitely just want to protect whatever you're building. You know, and even bringing it to hip hop music. You know, we see hip hop being the longest running black art so far that has stayed in the front stage. You know, as far as American art, it's been manipulated crazily. You know what I mean? It's been so manipulated throughout the time, throughout its 40 plus years. And, you know, we just got to learn how to protect whatever we build.
Well, I think that's coming back because, you know, because folks are looking to recreate and take over their own things. I think that's part of the reason why, you know, the Urban Influencer Charts have started up to give us some of our own charts, not dedicated to paid stuff.
Right.
You know, and giving people some opportunities to see their names listed somewhere where they can at least use it as a tool, you know, as a stepping stone. So, you know.
Indeed.
We're all in the boat together, man. So tell people how they can follow you guys, how they can get that first album, because I'm really curious about that one myself that I want to hear,
okay.
Especially with the Dead Prez, because we've had Dead Prez up in here a few times, and X-Clan, and Atlanta on panel with P.E., so.
Dope. Yeah, man. Shout out to Matulu and Stickman.
Yeah, for sure.
M1, what's up? But yeah, that's dope. The old album, not the old album, but the recent album, Great Migration, you know, that is the first PS The Rebel experience, you know. So it's, you know, a lot of times when we say experience, it's not just a track, you know, play the track, that's my favorite club joint. It's like a whole experience. So with that, I recommend people go back, check it out. We have videos to it. You know, one of our top singles on there was The Chant. And it's just bringing the vibe of, like, you know, the rebrand that we're saying of Africa. And, you know, just like you mentioned earlier with your, you know, mentee in Ghana, she, you know, she's doing something for what she, you know, her people, and doing the dual citizenship and everything like that. And it's like, that's what it comes down to, is us kind of
not waiting for
somebody. Not waiting. Yeah. You know, we're not waiting for, you know, some major company or some major person,
country to come and save us, yeah, and this, that, and the third, you know.
So the Great Migration kind of just ties into that whole energy of, like, us recapturing what we want to be seen and how we want to be imagined, you know, into the world. So I definitely recommend going checking out The Great Migration and, of course, the new single, Bumaye.
And where you can find us, we are at PS The Rebels on everything. PS The Rebels on everything. You get the latest and the most recent information, most latest music and media and all that good stuff. And then you can also go to www.PSTheRebels.com. Again, that's PSTheRebels.com, and that's all the information, you know, that you need to stay in touch or tap in with us.
Yep, yep.
All right. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, man. I appreciate the conversation, you know, because a lot of times it's more than just the music.
For sure.
And,
yeah,
and,
man.
And we all got to get out and learn some more as a parent of two teenagers, trying to get them to listen to a little more conscious music, you know, a little more music that's thought-provoking than some of this mumble stuff that no one understands.
You know, I know it's a challenge, too. I can only imagine, man, what you got to go through, you know, just combating the system, as they would say. You know, and shout out to all, everybody doing their music thing, you know, some of the younger artists with the you know, with the drill flavor and all of that. It's like they're doing what they do, but, you know, energy is real. And hopefully we can just balance that energy in the whole space of hip hop, you know.
We need that balance like it used to be.
You had
balance, you know, you had your club records, but you also had your other, you had other heat from other folks that spit, you know, fire, but you could still dance to it, and in the club you were chanting.
Right. We're trying to bring that vibe back, and, you know, I feel like it's kind of getting there just because of the existence of internet and social media and, you know, people creating their own platforms. And, you know, even like this platform, Urban Influencer, you know, just like having artists like us and, you know, putting that into the air.
Well, definitely. Were you working with a brother with Thornell that went to college up here in New England? You know, so he went to college up here, so. And I used to work for him back when he was doing marketing for, what, A&M Records back in the day? Whew.
Mm, no word.
So, college area, you know, finding college kids with radio and media skills is going to be take us to the future. So, you know.
Exactly. And hopefully after all this COVID stuff, man, we can actually link up.
I certainly hope so, because I'm about ready to get back to the West Coast, because I need to get out to L.A. to get to Aniba. Is that one still open?
It's actually closed.
I was finna say, man, you probably wanna hang out over there for a second before you pull up over here, because, man, everything is still shut down. Like restaurants, we just did a banning on outdoor dining. You know, it's still masks everywhere, you know, social distancing everywhere. It's still crazy out here. Everything is still shut down. Like, we ain't been to the movie theater in like 10 months. So it's still shut down. So I'll probably just hang out for a second.
It's going to be summertime, man, because I know we're shut down too. So, and it's not just because of the snow. Cause I used to live in the Bay Area, so I just want to get back to the Bay and hang out with my friends. We're patient.
Right.
You know, we're patient. You know, we'll get there. As long as everybody's living, we're good.
Yeah. Another season.
And that's why I came back to the East Coast, because I missed the seasons.
That part.
You know, man, I'm coming from Africa, we don't have, like, Like, we have rain and all that different stuff, but,
like different weather, but it's not, like,
nothing extreme. I don't remember super extreme anything except, you know, maybe a hot day. Where here, it's super cold or it's either super hot. And it's probably because of the concrete.
Texas weather, too? Confusing.
I literally thought I was going to die that first year.
One day it's hot, so the next day it's snowing.
So I like L.A. because of the lack of seasons. Like, you know, just give me the sunshine, a little more consistency. I don't need that.
Like, the snow looks good on TV, you know, when we used to watch Home Alone as kids or whatever.
It's fun, man. You know, you can throw snowballs at people, and yeah, man, you can get some snow in California. You're going to the upper mountains there. Some of the best skiers in the world are from California.
That's good as the snowing. I mean, the surfing. That's why. They say surfing.
That could be.
Surf's up.
But I don't see me surfing. I'm afraid of sharks.
That part, yeah. Me and you.
Anything
both,
in the ocean right? Bigger than me, I'm like, ah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, that's foreign land to me.
You know, I can't do it, man. But we'll see what happens. But we definitely gotta keep in contact. Once again, y'all, it's the Urban Influencer. Here's new music from P.S. The Rebels.
One, two, three. This to the hustle. This for my grind. My all-time survivors. Yeah. Whatever you do, go kill them. This to the hustle. This for my grind. My all-time survivors. Yeah. Whatever you do, go kill them. Look, they used to hang my ancestors from trees with no respect. I cut that tree down and put that sucker up on my neck. With the medallions, African pieces on my chest. P.S. the Rebels, you see them just a piece of myself. People grind to be on my left, hustle survive, be on my right. You know the type, don't sleep but take naps, cause we be up all night. I send money, Western Union, when I free up, alright? And make sure that I fill up your cabinet cupboards like a hustler, a grinder. Say I leave with my head, I leave Boumaye. P.S. the Rebels, Boumaye up on that tools that play, do it the numerous ways. Kama Akuna, hey, Tuta Kula, great. So bring it back like boomerangs and turn it up and boom the bass on the hip hop boom bap with a little blend of Kwame Toure. Grind a Wednesday to Tuesday, and today is no exceptions to the rules of which we play. This to the hustle,
Boumaye.
This for my grind, my all time survivors. Yeah, whatever you do, go kill him. This to the hustle. This for my grind. My all-time survivors. Yeah, whatever you do, go kill him.
Peace to my ancestors, locked with chains around their wrists. Until we broke them chains and showed them all what power is. How the ghost of our king, battle for that power shift, devour it. Now and then, black power is empowerment. But now we just, you know, perish for the lack of knowledge. In the village, economics self-taught. Electronics never entered college. Got the intellect of seven scholars. Never tell them sorry when we boot Maya. And then we conquer everything that we see. 6 feet underneath, hard work plus dedication. What it takes to succeed. Mouth quake on the beat. To help with the outreach. Really seen guns, really seen blood, and we got the receipts. Boumaye mean kill him.
Kill him.
In the language of Lingala, Los Angeles to the land of Wakanda. I'ma pull up in the Obla Kitanga. Peace to Kabaka of the Baganda. Cause I've been focused on cleaning my karma. Santi Sana Kwahi Baraka. Our new saga, follow the mantra.
To the hustler.
To the hustler.
For my grind. My all-time survivors.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, go kill
him.
This to the hustler.
This for my grind.
My
all-time survivors.
Yeah. Whatever you do, go kill him.
This to the hustler.
Yeah.
My all-time survivors.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, go kill him. This to the hustle.
Boumaye.
This for my grind.
Boumaye.
my all-time survivors. Yeah, whatever you do, go kill them.
You have no idea,
yeah,
what we did to get right here,
right, yeah,
what we did to sit right here,
right, yeah.
You don't even fit the criteria,
yeah.
You have no idea,
yeah,
what we sacrificed on the grind,
yeah.
Soldiers in the war that have died,
yeah.
You don't even know what's required,
yeah.
You have no idea.
This African at it again, just like an addict relapsing again. Mentally trapped in an animal pen till we killed the slave master and captured the ship. I'm the captain, no cap, I'm legit.
No idea how we all salvaged to live, but we did, and it made me a savage surrounded by malice. Have no idea how this flow turned me into our king, and I'm covered in African prints. No idea how every challenge I win. No idea how many hours I spent over years underground like a crypt. Stick to the script like director with lens. I'm a rebel and I fight with the pen. You have no idea what my rivals did, what I sacrifice for the life I live. You have no idea,
yeah,
what we did to get right here,
yeah,
what we did to sit right here,
yeah.
You don't even fit the criteria,
yeah.
You have no idea,
yeah,
what we sacrifice on the grind,
yeah.
Soldiers in the war that have died,
yeah.
You don't even know what's required,
yeah.
You have no idea.
I swear to God, you have no idea of what I do when I go out there. We got a sold out here. What it do, man? So I hear niggas compare, but no one near. So we rare, even though that life ain't fair. You breathe air on purpose here. You're not a carcass here. Now take it back like a carcass said.
If you think that it's overnight, that's an oversight. My people die, nigga, overwrites. And we don't speak over fights. But you listen to me over ice, over cars, it's overpriced. It's an overload to override, not overnight. I know you know, I know the fight. Just when you think that it's overright,
you have no idea,
yeah,
what we did to get right here,
right, yeah,
what we did to sit right here,
right, yeah.
You don't even fit the criteria,
yeah.
You have no idea,
yeah,
what we sacrificed on the grind,
yeah.
Soldiers in the war that have died,
yeah.
You don't even know what's required,
yeah.
You have no idea,
yeah,
what we did to get right here,
right, yeah,
what we did to sit right here,
right, yeah.
You don't even fit the criteria,
yeah.
You have no idea,
yeah,
what we sacrificed on the grind,
yeah.
Soldiers in the war that have died,
yeah.
You don't even know what's required,
yeah.
You have no idea,
yeah,
what we did to get right here,
yeah.
What we did to sit right here,
right, yeah.
You don't even fit the criteria,
yeah.
You have no idea,
yeah,
what we sacrificed on the grind,
yeah.
Soldiers in the war that have died,
yeah.
You don't even know what's required,
yeah.
You have no idea.
Right here, right here. Nah, man. Yeah. 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 What you know?
Why are you looking around like that?
Babe, what is this?
It's a haunted house. I mean, it was a surprise.
Surprise. Oh my God, no. A haunted house, you know I hate haunted houses. What's wrong with you? Why would you bring me here?
I'm here, like I got you. Like, can you not worry? Like, I got you.
Oh God.
You trust me?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They counted me out, they left me for dead. Too many conversations with the voices in my head. I blocked a couple blessings cause my soul was such a mess. They tried to bury me but I grew like a chia pet. They counted me out, they left me for dead. My mama said the best revenge, you bust them in the head. She didn't mean it literal, she spoke about success. She didn't mean it literal but sometimes it makes sense. They counted me out, honestly. I'm the
best in the shit, man, I swear that I gotta be. Ain't no if and no probably. If they naming another, I swear that it's comedy. Swear it's a robbery. Put them against me, I swear they won't body me. Blame the economy. And I know that they mad that they fucked up the count I see. Haters, they doubted me. I feel like some people that owe me apologies. Nobody hotter than me. They not on my level cause I'm an anomaly. Just went on a shopping spree. And I did buy designer cause I bought some property. High as a pile be. Sky is my limit, nobody on top of me. On my story, they watching me. But I don't understand on my social, don't follow me. Got your chick tryna ride with me. Wanna play with this dick on the passenger side of me. Labels, they signing me. Hey, I'm all on my back like I just won a lottery. I used to sell pottery. Now I'm HNIC, R.I.P. Prodigy.
Wow. Walk into my brain. Wow. Can my foot up on it?
Counted me out, they left me for dead. Too many conversations with the voices in my head. I blocked a couple blessings cause my soul was such a mess. They tried to bury me but I grew like a chia pet. They counted me out, they left me for dead. My mama said the best revenge, you bust them in the head. She didn't mean it literal, she spoke about success. She didn't mean it literal, but sometimes it makes sense. They counted me out, oh. They be like, there he go. Gucci head to toe. Green and red like Mexico. Blowing on that Texico. This is gas, no Reggito. Pockets fat like Terrio. Whipping like the stereo. Whoa. I've been doing this since G.I. Joe. So, now they hear me on the radio. Whoa. Try to tell them better play me close. Oh. They ain't listen, try to tell them no.
Whoa. Focus on my brain.
Babe, I was texting your phone.
I had to do that by myself. You just left me.
I left you? I thought you left me because you didn't want to go to
No, no, no. I just had to do that by myself. I'm freaked out. Can we go?
You just hungry. We're going to go get some food.
Food?
Yeah, we're going to get crab legs or something.
Crab legs? Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of the Urban Influencer, James Lewis with my cousin, Kenny Lewis. So what's happening, sir? I mean, welcome to the Urban Influencer, and you're one of the first artists on the gospel side that we're interviewing since we started up the new gospel charts at Urban Influencer, so kudos on being one of the first.
Oh, man, thank you, man. I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. So give people a little story on who Kenny Lewis is.
Well, I am a gospel artist, and we've been in existence. Kenny Lewis and One Voice has been in existence now for 20, as of this month, 22 years. We are on our fifth album that has just dropped, Undefeated, which is what we're promoting now. And man, we're just excited for COVID to go back where it came from, man, so we can get back on the road, man, and share stages throughout the country.
Yeah, well, we're all waiting for this pandemic to be over. I don't care where it goes. I just want it to dissipate and be gone.
Just go, Lewis.
You know, my wife, we were just talking about, yeah, we ain't took no trips. We ain't gone nowhere.
Nothing.
You know, we just knock down our AAA. We're going to go. We're going back to basic. Take us out of the premium. Bring us on the basics. We need the basics right now. We can save that money. You know, we're going to basic.
I know that's right.
So the album's been out since November. So tell people who are some of the producers on this as you being a minister of music. That means that tells me that you got a lot of skills. So talk about some of the producers on this, some of the guests, you know, how it came together.
Well, absolutely, man. I started preparing for this project at the end of 2018. I knew that it would be time for some new, fresh music from us. It was time to record again, and I've collaborated with some other people before, but I wanted to bring in Aaron Lewis to co-produce with me for the entire project. And you know, he's from Nashville, and he does stuff with Kirk Franklin and James Fortune, and everybody else passed the mic. So, man, we made it happen. We would do literally 5-6 hours of FaceTime rehearsals. So we made that happen. There were other people, like when Sister Tiffany Andrews was on Sunday Best. They hadn't gotten to top three yet, but she had really, man, blessed me. And it was the song I wrote that I knew was tailor-made for her. So she was able to come on. Pastor Michael Lampkin from St. Louis, also Pastor Charles Jenkins, and we had a couple local artists that are up and coming that I wanted to be a part of this. I call it a music buffet as well. Sister Kamar Gardner and Gerald Moore.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So a little potpourri of mixing everybody up, a little gumbo. cooking in the pot. That's good, man. You know, sharing the wealth. So you're doing really well on Billboard right now, so kudos to that. And
thank you, man. Thank you.
I know the charts just reopened up since it's the new year, so we're going to see how songs get repositioned. You think you're going to do anything different with your single? You know, you're going to try to remix it to refresh it or do anything different, or just going to keep grinding?
No, we're going to keep grinding. It hasn't fallen off, and believe it or not, thankful Radio 1 has picked it up as of yesterday, different stations of Radio 1. So it's actually still doing well, man. So I'm going to still, you know, live with it for a while. Brother Ronnie Moore and Tracy Artis are definitely still pushing Undefeated as the single.
Okay. All right, so we got a... We gotta get you on our Zoom call with some of our reporters to talk about it too, so they can get at you directly and chop it up and be a part of the movement.
Oh, absolutely, man. I tell people no platform is too small. You know, I've shared the biggest of the biggest, and no platform is too small. You know, thank you for even having me on your show today. You know, a lot of times we take things for granted. Just because you're good at what you do or a few people like you don't mean that people have to support you. So thank you, man. My pleasure being here.
Oh, my pleasure, man, because the good thing about this podcast is that it's also run in the U.K., and the U.K. is into gospel and soul music. And sometimes they're into more soulful music than here in the States. So, you know, with our gospel reporter, with our UK soul reporters over there, I know they're looking at for more music to play and get out. And I know I interviewed somebody from the UK that was talking about gospel music, and they're talking about BBC radio. So, I mean, the opportunity is endless, you know, for a record to travel and go somewhere else. So, you know.
Yeah. You just never know, man. You never know. We've been blessed to have a large fan base in Canada, Ghana, London, and just the enormous amounts of hits and shares and videos that were tagged in on a daily basis for the last 2 months has been absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful. You know, a lot of times people say, you know, hey, man, this is your best album. I don't mean to offend you. And I tell people all the time, I'm not offended. I will be offended if you say, oh, this album is not as good. You know, I think it should get greater and greater. You know, the videos, we were blessed to, because we recorded the recording. It was a live recording. We brought in a whole video team. And, man, it's just been amazing how people have been embracing it. We're almost at 1 million views. Just one video is over 600,000 views. You know, so I'm just enjoying the ride, man, and excited for what God is doing, you know, even in a pandemic, allowing us to produce in the pandemic.
Well, it seems like a lot of people are doing really good during this pandemic because a lot of creative folks are getting ready, really able to express themselves a little bit more creatively, linking up with followers that are coming up with visuals and other ideas, and sharing more and building community. You know, so I know with those kind of things, I think now I've seen people do more talking about the life after, you know, the concerts in the late spring and late summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hopefully a lot of this will be under control where people will feel a little more comfortable getting out. And
yeah.
And the attendance numbers, and maybe some of these churches will upgrade their air systems. Some of them probably need to do that anyway. but you might be able to get some government assistance to get a little bit of air circulation in some of these places.
Yeah.
Where everybody going to have a super tent and be outside.
Yeah.
I pray
to get some better. Yeah. Yeah, I pray it gets better, man. That is my prayer.
We're looking forward to this. So give everybody all your social media so they can follow you guys and be a part of the movement.
Yes, sir. Instagram is Kenny Lewis OV. So that's KennyLewisO. Then Oliver V is in Victor. And on Twitter and Facebook, it's Kenny Lewis and One Voice. You, whatever we have going on, you can always find out and follow us on any of those platforms.
Great. Yeah, there's so many new ones coming out now. So y'all doing TikTok videos too?
Yep.
Okay, see. I know my kids are like, Daddy, you going to do a TikTok video? Like, nah, I'm not the dancing person anymore. I can't do it.
Yeah, man. Yep. We all out. You know, it's. You know, we're going hard, man. You can't just settle. I think a lot of times people like to live off their past successes instead of continuing to be creative, continuing to push the car, continuing to grind. And that's just where I am mentally and spiritually. You know, this album really freed me because I was able to do it how I wanted to do it from beginning to end. So I'm excited about it, man, and excited for the world to embrace the music.
So when you say that it freed you, is that because you changed record companies or you're putting it out yourself, no longer feeling with Malico?
All of that. A lot of people don't know is that I started my own label, Pure Sound Music Group, and we're distributed nationally through Symphonics. And they have people like Snoop Dogg, Jermaine Dupri, who's a part of their distribution company. And we did a marriage with them, man. Pure Sound Music distributed through Symphonics nationally. So our project is in, you know, Walmart and the Targets and the Fives, you know, so it was just a blessing to come out of the gate and start your own and not be told you can only put out this kind of music or just, right. You know, be put in that box where it's so oftentimes a box is given to gospel artists. You can only do it like this. Or if you have a group, you sing group music. You have a choir, you sing choir music. But I love all kind of genres of gospel, and I felt that we were genuinely able to express our artistry and deliver the music that was put on my heart to give to the people.
Okay, I appreciate it. As a former record store owner and used to work in some record stores, I can appreciate it. I'm just sad that I had to close up my shop because
Yeah, man. Coming out yeah.
To the independent shop owners, which is crazy. And I know my sister-in-law has a bookstore, so I've been my old product I've been giving to her to sell in her store because I used to sell a lot of gospel at the store.
Gotcha.
So, you know, so I really do miss that side of things.
I miss those shops. Yeah, those in-store CD signings and stuff. I miss that. You know, but man, yeah, this internet and streams, even album sales, you know, it's about more about streams than the album sales itself now. So a lot of things have changed, man. You know, it's unfortunate on one side of the spectrum, but we have to keep going and, you know, keep up with the times. And so, yeah, that's that. But I definitely miss those in-store, man, in-store parties and in-store releases and CD signings.
But it looks like some of that stuff is coming back to a degree because now people are doing micro networking events tied into bookstores and other stuff like that. So, I mean, networking events are happening and they're bringing people in to come. Because I know we used to do album listenings. And not just the in-store. So some of that kind of stuff is coming back because some people want to get back into, I find, at least with a lot of church folks, they want to buy the real CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really want to support and, you know, and have it
that is never, yeah, that has never left. Yeah, that's never left. People of a certain age or a particular age or seasoned saints, I will say, they've always, even myself, I want to know who wrote this, who played on this. It's never left. It's just the area that we've been pushed into with this next generation. And unfortunately, it has put a lot of businesses who would sell CDs and DVDs out of business. You know, I hate that. That was one of the things that I love. I love being able to go in and be accessible to the people when your new music is coming out, you know, and just touch the people and shake their hands, you know. So I miss those days, man. I used to do a lot of that, especially when it was time for albums to be released in different cities. Right. They would set it up, you know. But hey, what can you do, man? I just pray that we all have a better testimony by the middle of the year that this thing has calmed down and we get back to some form of normality.
I certainly hope so, man. Hope so. I just hope people just, y'all, please wear your mask. It's real simple.
That's all. It's real simple. Stay away from me. Wear your mask.
Exactly. Don't come over the store talking to me behind you know? Me. You don't have your mask on.
Yeah.
You know,
and I do, man, but I understand the frustration of people. You know, some people have been just in the house, you know, doing nothing. Then we have people who don't. So I understand, man, but we have to do to stay safe and get over this hump. You know, I talk about it all the time. Just wear your mask, wash your hands, stay 6 feet away. Let's abide by the CDC rules.
Right, you know, it's common courtesy.
Yep.
Don't get too close to me. That's all. I don't know you like that. So just stay back. You know, all of a sudden people want to be close. I'm like, you weren't that close before. You used to stand back.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden people want to stand close to you. I'm like, okay, y'all trying to convert, but it's all good. So man, we wish you and One Voice much success in this upcoming project and all you urban influencers. Please get out and support the project. And who knows, y'all. The music industry is circular, so as live entertainment comes back and everything else comes back, maybe some of you promoters or folks that do events and curators can bring in folks to do meet and greets and album listenings.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm going to give y'all that idea. Yeah, y'all can run with it.
Well, my pleasure, man. Thank you for having me, my man.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Yeah. Be safe.
Yes, sir.
Be safe out there.
All right.
All right,
yes,
now.
Sir. Talk to you soon.
You got it.
Yep.
How many people got the victory tonight? Come on, don't fool me. How many really got the victory?
Come on, get the hands in the air. Victory. 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 Come on, Pastor Josh, I need you in 1 second. Come on, Pastor, I need you to take us home, all right? Come on, let's have some church, everybody. Somebody, I've got the victory. How y'all doing tonight? Can y'all hear pretty good?
Is taxing it, you owning less than half of it. The plans you have for beef, I see you scrapping it. Cause your stats on your best day, see I average it. It takes green to make things peachy with no PR, hustling CDRs on Peachtree. I'm on one, I'm on one.
Yeah, is you on one? My man Couch, we on one. Huh?
And when I'm on one, I'm.
They know we on one.
So is you on one?
cause we all one.
And when I'm on one, I'm
sick and tired of these racist gatekeepers. My literature rips gents, my rhymes gorilla like six pimps. So these labels rather get away with my face in the room. Don't hide behind it, embrace your doom. Gauss. Your lady like racquetball games. Can't hold a candle to my tennis match. Rack your brain. I live in the A, but don't fuck with Georgia. See, it's nothing but woods for ya. No good for ya. Too many scammers, so I had to get a good lawyer. Don't make me spaz trying to keep my anger in order. And straight far, never see my name on the damn rap radar. But Pandora's box, I got HR. Trying to perfect my efforts and collect my treasures. Finally got my shit together. Still can't predict the weather, but I can't protect my soul. Thank my wife for my glowing what I said I do. But it's what I execute when I'm all one. I'm all one.
Yeah. You on
tell
one?
My man Couch, we all one. Huh?
And when I'm on one, I'm
you know we all one.
So is you on one?
Cause we all one.
And when I'm on one, I'm
my first today, get the emoji with the brains blew out. Skipping on the road to riches, whipping the painful route. Who driving like they got drip for sale? Or Christian Bale, Ford versus Ferrari, car fishtail. Hitting the rail and the median. Dope, I'm a lyrical deviant. Flow, slow poke Rodriguez. Mixed with speedy when I'm Gonzalez. Ganjaholics, nothing's anonymous. Hands dirty as Ray Donovan's breaking promises. Pinky swear. Nappy headed niggas with kinky hair. Think we care? These rappers softer than Stinky Winky Bear. Certified. Burglarize, yeah, we in the house. Home invasion, Disney Plus, Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Hard dark is getting stout when I'm pulling the titties out. Hard beats and murderous verses is all I've been about. When in doubt, Ultra be selling it by the gallon. Cause I control the weather like Storm or Byron Allen. When I'm on one, is you on one?
We all one, huh?
And when I'm on one, I'm
you know we all one.
So is you on one?
Cause we all one.
And when I'm on one, I'm on one.
Illa, wow. Couch, Couch, tell him we all one. This is my man right there. We all one. Yeah, we all one. Word up. Hello, we all one.
Fire. You said you're tired of mistakes. Good things never go your way. Ignore negativity. Turn the page. You're a believer. Don't you panic with fever. Just look to the Father. You gotta believe everything that you pray for. Stay on your knees before Christ and in Latmore. Do them his power, your greatness you're made for.
Trust on the mark of the calling.
Just know if you speak to the mountain, it will move. Fear and illusion, you gotta disapprove. Power and love, you walk in is your next move.
Race. Screaming out loud as I fall in disgrace. No hand on my spot as we run at this pace. Heavy like Samson, it's poor to be great. The game is unlocking, the keys in the safe. Pick up your tempo or get out my space. We press for the mode, this is purpose, no play. We press for the calls as we run through the gates.
Pull up like woo. Drop the top like whoa. Gotta be fresh to life. We seven got streets to go. Cruising down 45 like the majors. Yes, sir. Cracking the pavement, music blasting. Mix up the favor, hollering out the window. Jesus, my savior.
Trust in my heart, fill up your prayer life. Trust in my heart, remember what God's done. Trust in my heart, expect God's power. Speak to the mountain and stand on his promises. Trust in my heart, fill up your prayer life. Trust in my heart, remember what God's done. Trust in my heart, expect God's power. Speak to the mountain and stand on his promises.
Joshua James. Yeah, came clear.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't ready. Yeah, let's go.
We can conquer all in your name. We call all power in you. So, not bad, what can I do? The race gets so hard, but I never give up. No. Stay in pursuit till the end is my goal. Cause you know you got me. You, yeah. Yeah, press stars in my game.
Press stars in my heart, fill up your prayer life.
Press stars in my heart.